You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The University of Otago is building a new dental teaching facility and patient treatment clinic in South Auckland to help meet the health needs of people and provide students with wide-ranging opportunities in a diverse community. The building is being built on land owned by County's Manukau District Health Board and will be helping people in South Auckland with their dental issues. 48 final year Bachelor of Dental Surgery students will be assigned to the County's Manukau facility as part of their coursework. Construction of the building is already underway and is proposed to be completed by 2020. To find out more about why the facility is being built in South Auckland and how it's all coming about, I spoke to Professor Paul Brunton, the Pro Vice Chancellor Division of Health Sciences. So yeah, can you just tell me a little bit about how this all came about?
Yes, of course. The University of Otago has always had a strong relationship with County's Manukau DHB, and the University of Otago hosts the only dental school in New Zealand. So when we were looking to expand the footprint of the dental school to bring dental education into Auckland, New Zealand's biggest city, it was logical that we should partner with County's Manukau DHB.
And so why South Auckland? Why not set up a facility elsewhere?
South Auckland was attractive, again, because of the location of the DHB that we wanted to work with, but also it allows for us to extend the training of our dental students and our future dental specialists, in the sense that we're very good at training them in clinical competencies, but we also want them to be culturally competent, and training them in a diverse and rich cultural community like South Auckland is a perfect location for that to be achieved.
You know, you're setting it up in South Auckland. Do you think you will have a lot of people coming in to have dental checkups, because it is like a low socioeconomic community and, you know, dental care is very expensive?
Yes, so we deliver our treatment services in the dental school under a social contract at low cost. So it's the lowest cost that we can actually provide dental care, because we do need to recoup some of the costs of providing it. So it would be lower cost than accessing traditional providers of dental care, so going to a local dentist or local clinic. So there is a saving for patients, and that's reflected in the fact that students are providing treatment under very close supervision to a very high standard, but it does take them slightly longer. So it's our fee reflects the fact there's a slight element of inconvenience, but we will offer a full range of dental services as any general dentist would, at the lowest cost that we can afford to do it.
So yeah, will it be accessible for everyone then, or is it just for people who come into the county's Manukau district?
It's for people in that part of South Auckland who fall into that area. So yes, anybody who lives in the area can come along and see us. We open the facility in February 2020 if things run to time, which I've no reason to suspect they won't do at this stage. And we want to offer in the region of over 20,000 patient appointments in the first year. So we'll be communicating with the local community, because we want to be responsive to the needs of the local community, and we want to have a conversation over the next year and a half before we open about what services ideally would the community desire from us and how can we most efficiently provide them.
So yeah, well, like, will you be having referrals to your clinic, or will they just be coming directly to you? Like, how will this work?
A mixture. People can come along and volunteer for student treatment, as they do in Dunedin currently in the existing dental school building, but we also take referrals from the DHB and from other healthcare providers.
And so will you be doing, I guess, anything to work with younger kids, because it's been, you know, in recent news that Kiwi kids have really rotten teeth. What will you be doing to help them?
Well, yes, we will offer services for children, so it's important that our dental students get good clinical competence in managing and dealing with children. It's very important. And it's important that we get our preventive message across. So the students, whilst working in the clinic, but most of the week, will also be involved in projects within the local community to try and raise awareness about prevention and the value of oral health and why oral health is important in the context of general health. So that we'll be doing two things there, providing treatment, but also trying to get ahead of the treatment need occurring by trying to get a philosophy and a culture of preventing dental disease as early as possible, and that starts with children.
Do you think there is like a dental health crisis in New Zealand?
Well, I think oral health could be better in New Zealand. It is challenging. One of the problems is that lower cost foods tend to have higher sugar and salt content, and so aren't healthy from that perspective, but they are lower cost. So it's a combination of education, I think, and getting people to think about diet, the importance of oral health, and those messages need to get across, and they're not getting across to everybody. And if we can succeed in that, and that's where the dental profession have a huge role to play, then I don't see why in time we shouldn't see a considerable improvement in oral health. But we need to address all the other things that are going on, because the dental profession can only do so much. We can treat the disease, we can educate the population as best we can, but we can't lower the cost of healthier foods that have lower sugar content, for example.
Just out of curiosity, do you see, less people coming in once they pass the age of 18? Because, you know, dental health is no longer subsidised. Is that, like, an issue?
Well, it's not an issue in Dunedin. I mean, we have over 76,000 patient contacts a year in the hospital here, and the vast majority of the patients that come into the dental school in Dunedin are adults. So I've no reason to believe why it would be any different in South Auckland.
Is there anything else you want to add or any?
Only to say that I hope one of the additional benefits of us having a presence in South Auckland is that it will raise the oral health professions, all of them, you know, dentistry, hygiene therapy, dental technology, etc., with the local community. And hopefully in time we will see people from that community coming to the dental school to train as a hygienist, a therapist, dental technician or a dentist in time, so that we can have we can reflect the population that we serve in the profession that we're developing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.